Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our next guest, Robin Weston, received an Emmy Award for an ABC show, FYI. She's currently the medical director for ThirdEdge.com, the largest health site for baby boomers on the internet. And she's written a book called The Two-Day Superfood Cleanse. Robin, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Tell us a little bit about this book and why you wrote it and why you thought there was a need for it.
I wrote it because I have, in fact, written prior to this books on cleanses. And I think sometimes in our desire to lose weight or supposedly eat well, we neglect eating the foods that are really healthy for us and that build up our immune system and that are very easy to find and prepare.
Now, I'm a little... Yeah, go on.
I'm done.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that, you know, I'm a little confused by the title of the book because it says a two-day superfood cleanse and then you got a weekly detox program. What's the difference between the two?
Oh, well, the 2 days is for the weekend.
Okay.
So, and it's sort of based on this very popular diet that people go on where they don't eat for 2 days. They fast for 2 days.
Yeah.
And they eat regularly, and then they lose weight. And I just did a takeoff on that because I felt like you could be sacrificing your health by eating whatever you wanted for 2 days and just keeping it under a caloric intake, which is what that other diet proposes. So instead of just eating anything, I propose that during those 2 days, you eat very well and keep your calories low.
What are the main reasons that people want to do a detox? Like, or why should they be considering doing a detox?
Well, I think people go about it. I know why I do it. And I think we start to feel sluggish. We don't look so good. We might know that we're in a particularly toxic environment. Maybe we are living in a city where we know that it's polluted, or we've eaten very poorly for a while, or we put on a lot of weight. And I don't really recommend a cleanse to lose weight, although that is something that happens as a result of a cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's basically when you just start feeling like you're not your best self.
Now, can people do this while they're working? Like, you know, sometimes I think people are worried that they're going to do a detox or a cleanse and they're going to end up sitting on the toilet for a week.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a good point because you might end up doing that. No. No, I mean, what I propose actually regulates you so that that doesn't happen. And I think I do recommend, however, that on days when you're really going to be doing a serious cleanse, you know that you're not going to be stressed out. You plan ahead for it so that you're not going to be, for example, dealing with your extended family if you know that that's very stressful, or you have some stressful meetings coming up at work. So really, it is best, although you can function, of course, during a cleanse, but you don't want to have anything especially taxing going on in your life. And if that happens, if there is an emergency that comes up, I suggest you get off the cleanse.
Take us through the cleanse a little bit in terms of what we need to do and what we don't need to do in terms of our food.
Well, I think you need to get off sugar, caffeine, processed foods. And it's a good idea when you know you're going to be cleansing. I talk about the superfoods in here, and then, of course, you need to go shopping for the superfoods. Also, not only would I suggest getting off, sometimes it's a good idea to get off dairy, to wean yourself off dairy, gluten, I think alcohol, and also to prepare in a way where you know you'll be resting. You'll have, you get your at least 7 hours of sleep a night. I think that's very important. And to prepare to drink a lot of water.
Mm. What happens in the first few days when we start doing a detox?
Well, the first few days are often the roughest. And what happens is you can find that your skin can erupt. You can feel, some people feel really exhausted. Other people, even at the very beginning, will feel a little agitated. Because sometimes when we eat processed foods, they make us sluggish, even though we don't realize it. When you eliminate it from your diet, you can feel more energetic. But at the very beginning of the cleanse, it might be more agitation. Some people experience a headache. If you have any kind of severe reaction, then I would say stop the cleanse. And also, I mean, if it's really severe, I can't imagine why, but you should speak to your doctor.
What kind of what would be the severest that you've ever heard of, you know, where people, because you've written books about detoxes before.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
I'm sure you got lots of response. What are some of the typical, first of all, what are some of the typical comments that people say, and what are some of the most extreme that people have said?
Well, I've had people tell me that they lost weight. That's what makes people the happiest, I have to say. That they feel more energy than they've ever felt before. Other people remark to them that they look younger. And I think that definitely happens. And they feel more energetic, less stressed out. And the monkey mind is an on-fast forward. I think one of the things about a cleanse for me that I really love is that it helps me slow down my mind. And it's sort of as though the dust is wiped from the lens. So you're able to view the world in a new way almost. And I think people find that they're less reactive. So your heart opens in a certain way. And you can hopefully experience being in the moment more often, which is very difficult, really, in our day-to-day lives.
Tell us a little bit about Ayurvedic medicine, because you know a fair bit about that, and you talk about that in your book as well.
Right. Well, Ayurvedics is based on very ancient Indian medicinal practices, and it looks at the whole body, and it looks at the temperament of the person, it looks at the body type of the person, and it separates the body types into three types. Vata, I'm trying to remember now, even though I'm putting on the wine. Pitta, and I'm a Vata, so I don't really pay much attention. I don't know what's the third. Oh, wait a minute, the Kapha.
And so with these body types, do they react different to the environment or what they're, you know, the foods that they're taking in?
Yes, absolutely. So, for example, if you're a Vata, you would be a more creative type. Vatas might be drawn, for example, to sugar, but they shouldn't eat sugar. And you're more likely to want to have coffee. But again, we're often attracted to things that aren't healthy for us. But most Vatas, for example, would be physically very thin, tall, walk fast, they exercise. The hair and skin would be more on the dry side rather than the oily side. So if you thought about, let's say, a celebrity who was a Vata, that would be Cameron Diaz or Nicole Kidman. I mean, if you imagine them. And if you're a Pitta, and you want me to go through all of them, if you're a Pitta, then you're more self-confident. If you miss a meal, then that would really agitate you. When you get stressed out, you get very nervous, breathless. And most Pittas, according to Ayurvedic medicine, have fair skin and sunburn easily. They might have rashes. And they're more prone to insomnia. Whereas your Kapha is more your stable, affectionate person who has a lot of energy but is steadfast, and they're very sweet, large eyes. Their big physical problem is digestion. It's a little sluggish.
We're talking with Robin Weston about her book, The 2-Day Superfood Cleanse. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be finding out more about how you can feel better quickly.